Amen and amen. Go ahead and be seated if you would, please.
Thank you.
Open your Bibles to the book of John, chapter 1. John, chapter 1. As we have been talking about God with us, God in us, the manifestation of God during this time. And that's what happened when Jesus was born. It says in John 1, verses 1 through 4, and I'll read it to you from the New King James Version. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And looking at verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In verse 14 of the New Living Translation, the Word became human and made His home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen His glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. In that New Living Translation, it says He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And that's what we want to talk about today. Love is here. Love is among us. Love is in us. In verse 16, the New Living, from His abundance, we have all received one gracious blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, but God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the unique one, who himself God, is near the Father's heart. He has revealed God to us. He's revealed God to us. It says in John 1:18, and I took this and I added something to it because we find that God is love. He is love. And what I did in knowing that from 1 John 4:8, I took and I switched out the word God and I put in the word love. And it really gives us such a deeper meaning of what this is saying to us. John 1:18, Amplified / Pastor George translation. No one has ever seen love at any time. The only unique Son, the only begotten God, who is in the bosom, in the intimate presence of the Father, He has declared love. He has revealed love. He has brought love out where love can be seen. He's interpreted love and He has made love known. That was the birth of Jesus. That is what took place and that is what happened. Love was declared. Love was revealed. Love was brought out. Love was seen. Love was interpreted and love was made known. Let me read this scripture to you from 1 John 4:10. And it's important for us to know as we do this little study that we have here today. It's so important to know this that in 1 John 4:10, New Living Translation, it says, this is real love. Not that we love God, but that God loved us and sent us His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. So when you're talking about the love of God, that's really the first thing that you come to, is that we're talking about real love. We're talking about the fact that it wasn't that we love God, but that God loved us first. So we need to know something concerning this and look at Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. God loved us before we loved Him. He loved us first. And that's the way He is. If you can remember back when you didn't know Him, when you weren't aware of Him, yet He was loving you. He was loving me. And that's how large, that's how huge, that's how tremendous the love of God is. And it says here in Ephesians 2:1, "And you has He quickened, made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation or our lifestyle in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God," say, "but God," "but God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us," He was rich in mercy, "for the great love wherewith He loved us." I like the Amplified translation. It says, "But God, so rich is He in His mercy, because of and in order to satisfy the great and wonderful and intense love with which He loved us. Even when we were dead in sins, He quickened us together with Christ. By grace are we saved. And He's raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." The Amplified Bible says He's given us joint seating with Him in the heavenly sphere, that in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. It says in the Amplified, "He did this that He might clearly demonstrate through the ages to come the immeasurable, limitless, surpassing riches of His free grace, His unmerited favor, and in His kindness and goodness of heart towards us in Christ Jesus." So we see here, this is a picture of God's love. It's massive. It's massive. And when Jesus came and was born into this earth, He became that flesh demonstrating the love of God. It is my desire, my personal desire, to be more like Jesus. To act like Him, to think like Him, to talk like Him, to walk like Him, and to walk in the same degree of love. But to do that, you and I need to know how much He loves us. The more you know how much He loves you, the easier it is going to be able to love other people, to love people like Jesus loved. And so one of the things that we need to know is, in this relationship with Him, we are His children. We are the Father's sons and daughters. And if you look with me at 1 John chapter 3, it really expounds on this. But we need to know how much we have a loving, caring Father who cherishes His children. He cherishes us. He cherishes you. He cherishes me. And it says here in 1 John 3, verse 1, "Behold, look at what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He appears, we will be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." God is love. And our quest on this earth is to be more God-like, to be more love-like, with every day that goes by, and to understand that love and to comprehend that love. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Let me read a couple of translations to you. This from the Message. "What marvelous love the Father has extended to us. Just look at it. We're called children of God. That's who we really are. That's what the Message translation says. It calls us the marvelous love of the Father that has been extended to us. He's extended himself to us. The Voice translation, consider, think about, meditate on the kind of extravagant love the Father has lavished on us. He calls us children of God. In this scripture, it talks about being extravagant, an extravagant love that is lavish. There's that word lavished on us. That is the word from the word bestowed. Bestowed is the old English word, lavished upon us. Has anybody ever lavished something on you? Well, that's what it means to receive something and to be so overwhelmed by it. The Lord God wants to overwhelm us with his love. He wants that love to be lavished upon us. The Passion Translation, look with wonder at the depth of the Father's marvelous love that he's lavished on us. He's called us and he's made us his very own beloved children. One of the first things that we have to learn about the Father's love and receiving that love is to see ourselves as a child of God, to see ourselves as sons and daughters. And it tells us in 2 Corinthians 6:18, New Living Translation, the Father is saying to us, he's saying to you right now, I will be your father and you will be my sons and my daughters. It's a relationship. It is a magnificent relationship through the birth of Jesus that has been extended to us. So when you recognize that and you recognize that you are a child of God, and all of us have lived different childhoods, we've grown up with different parents. Some parents were more loving than others. But what we have to do is we have to base the receiving of our love upon what the Father has done for us. There is nothing like our Heavenly Father. And there's nothing like his faithfulness and his commitment and his dedication and the covenant love that he has for you and for me. Another thing that we need to know about the Father's love is that it is such a magnitude of love, and he's not holding back on us. Turn with me to John chapter 17. John chapter 17. The Father is not holding back on you. And he really has no favorites, if you will. We are all his favorites. I like what the Apostle John said. I am the disciple whom Jesus loves. And we need to be saying that over ourselves. I am the disciple. I am the child that Jesus loves. He loves me so much. And we see something here about the magnitude of the love of God. And I remember some years ago, first getting the revelation of this. And let me read back up and into it. Jesus said in verse 20, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. You know who that is? That's you and me. He was praying for us back then. He was interceding for you and me back then, that they may all be one as you, Father, are in me and I am in you, that they also may be one in us. The revelation of being in Christ Jesus is a revelation of the love of God for us. And that's what Jesus was praying. As we are one together, I want them to be one with us also, that the world may believe that you have sent me. In verse 22, and the glory which you gave me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one. So he's saying here that this oneness that Jesus had with the Father is available to us to be one with him. And then in verse 23, I in them, thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and you have loved them as you have loved me. That is a most powerful scripture. The Amplified Bible says that you have loved them even as you have loved me. Those two words, even as, two of the most powerful words in scripture. Even as, just like, just the same. The Father loves me just like he loves Jesus. Can you believe that? Can you receive it? Can you see it? The Father loves you just like he loves Jesus. No difference. No difference. And we have to realize something about the receiving of the Father's love. He loves us right now, you and me, to the fullest extent. Fullest extent. He's not withholding anything from us. He's not saving it for heaven. Now, I'm going to love them about 20% down here on earth. And then when they get to heaven, I'll dole it out just a little bit at a time. We'll go up to about 30% and then 40%, 50%. And if they're good, if they're nice, if they play nice, then we may reach 100% one day. That's not God. That's not his love. I'm telling you that he loves us to the fullest extent possible. He loves me to the fullest extent possible right now. Right now. The magnitude of his love. Some years ago, back in 2012, I was preaching at a church in Lima, Peru. Brother Charles Green and I were there together for a conference. Brother Charles encouraged me to come and be a part of it, invited me to be there. And it was really quite an experience. I've done that twice. And one of the sessions that I was teaching on was about the love of God. And I was talking about some of these same things, about the magnitude of God's love. He's not holding back. He's not keeping anything back. He desires to pour out on us. It depends on the capacity of how much we want to receive from him, how much we can receive from him. So as I was preaching, I had a friend of mine that was there interpreting for me, and I began to speak out a message in tongues. And I turned to him and I said, "You need to interpret that." So he interpreted it for those who were there, and then he was interpreting in English. And this is what the Lord said through him. And just embrace this truth. If you knew the full extent of my love for you, your life would be totally transformed. You'd have everything you would ever need. You would walk in the fullness of all that I have for you. If you knew the full extent of my love for you, your life would be totally transformed. The full extent. The full extent of the Father's love. And I want you to look back. Turn to Ephesians very quickly and look back with me at Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, the magnitude of his love. Say, my Father loves me. To the fullest. Right now. This scripture has been so sweet to me over the years as I've meditated on it, as I've read it. And it says in Ephesians 3:14, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." The whole family in heaven and earth is named. that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth of the love of God. What is the length of the love of God? What is the depth of the love of God? What is the height of the love of God? And to know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of love. To be filled with the fullness of his love. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That you, being rooted, grounded in that love, so that we can comprehend what is the breadth, that these are the four dimensions of love. The breadth. How wide is his love? How wide does it go? The length? How far? How far does love go? It goes all the way. All the way. His love for you goes all the way. No matter what you're experiencing right now, no matter what's going on right now, no matter what things that when you lay down in bed at night and the devil's trying to make you think about certain things, we have to know that that love goes farther than that for us. That we would know the breadth, the length, the depth. The depth. How deep does he go? How deep? He goes into the lowest depth to be able to rescue people and bring them out of the situations they're in. And then the height. How high is the love of God? How high is that love? We're talking about this magnitude. It's limitless. It's limitless. And he wants us to learn as much on earth about it as we possibly can. And then to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, and that we might be filled with all the fullness of his love. Say, I am filled. I am being filled with the fullness of the love of God. I'll share this with you. We'll begin to wrap it up. It was back in about 1997, 1998. I was here at the ministry working. I was pastor of the church, working very hard. And I'd gotten to a place where so often many of us get to when we get too busy. I lost that closeness and that father-son relationship with the Lord. And I knew I needed to do something about it. I knew that I needed to make some changes in that area. And really my life began to be more of a performance-based relationship with him. The sermons that I preach, the things that I do, the projects that we're involved in, rather than just simply receiving the love from my father. So I was getting ready to take a trip to visit my parents in Massachusetts. And as I was preparing for that trip, I was leaving the house and I wanted to listen to something on the plane, and I just happened to look over and I saw a message, a cassette tape from Keith Moore called God Loves Me. God Loves Me. And I started listening to that cassette on the plane, and something started happening to me on the inside. I just so hungered for that. I hungered for the love of my father. And when I arrived in Massachusetts, it was late at night. I stopped by, I saw my parents, and then I was headed over to this little hotel that I was staying in. And in the morning when I woke up, the Lord said something to me that He rarely says. He said, "Stay in bed. Don't get up." I said, "Okay." He said, "I want you to stay there for an hour." And He gave me an assignment. He said, "I want you to say to yourself and meditate on these words, 'My Father loves me. My Father loves me. My Father loves me.'" And for 1 hour, I propped myself up in bed and I laid there and I said, "My Father loves me. My Father loves me. My Father loves me." I did that for a full hour. And at the end of the hour, I was just laying there silently. And the Lord said something to me that really, really transformed my life. I must say that the encounter that I had with Him that day, I'm still living off of that encounter. It still is alive. And what I did was, in the days to come, I began to study the love of God. I began to preach it in the church. But I was laying there in bed, and the Lord said something to me so profound. He said, "George, there is nothing more you can do that would make me love you any more than I love you right now. Not one more sermon, not one more service, not one more act." He said, "There's not one more thing you can do that would make me love you any more than I love you right now." I'm telling you, He loves us to the fullest, the absolute fullest. Jesus didn't hold back. When He came to earth, He did not hold back His love from anybody. And it's the same way today. Love is with us. He is here with us. And there was a scripture that the Lord led me to of many, but this one scripture, let me read it to you. Deuteronomy 7:7-8. "The Lord did not set His love upon you nor choose you because you are more in number than any people, for you are the fewest of all people, but because the Lord loved you." The New Living Translation says it was simply that the Lord loves you. And the Lord reinforced that to me. I love you just because I love you. I don't love you because you did this and you did that. I love you because I love you. And that so changed my life. It transformed my life. But all of these things that we're talking about right now, and I'll read this one last scripture to you. It has to be received. The love of the Father that was born on Christmas Day into the earth, that love has to be received. 1 John 4:16, "We have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. He that dwells in love dwells in God and God in him." It says we've known and believed. Believe the love. Believe the love that the Father has for you. The Father's love was born into the earth on Christmas Day. It was the God kind of love. It was the agape love. The agape love is a love that confers value. He has conferred value on each and every one of us. You are valued in the sight of God. The Father's love is here. All we have to do is receive. Receive. So I want you to stand up with me right now. And I just want you to lift your hands to the Lord and just begin to receive the Father's love. Not one more thing you can do to make me love you any more than I love you right now. "And I love you," says the Lord, "with my fullness, with my all. I'm not holding back from you. I'm not keeping anything back from you. but I want you to experience my love here on earth. I want you to get the fullness of that and for you to know that you are loved just because I love you. You are loved because you are my sons. You are my daughters. You are in the family, the royal family of God. And the depth, the height, the length, and the breadth, and to know my love that passes understanding. Begin to receive the love of the Father.